Jan Kubisch spoke of the insight he has received in his first few months in Afghanistan. Everyone from the president to regular people has offered his or her views on what the country needs most.
If there was one thing I drew hope from, it was the strong expressions of the desire for peace. The message of the people is clear. It's time to wind down this war.
Kubisch heads the UN mission, known as UNAMA, which has been in Afghanistan for a decade. Quoting from President Hamid Karzai, he says Afghans are gearing up to take destiny into their own hands. For Afghanistan's ambassador, Zahir Tanin, a paradigm shift is underway.
By end of transition, by 2014, Afghanistan will assume full responsibility of security as well as Afghan ownership in leadership of governance and development. A shift of paradigm is underway. The aim is sovereignty, guaranteeing Afghanistan to take charge of its own destiny and turning the direct military and civilian function of the international community into a support and enabling role.
The ambassador says the transfer will mark the beginning of a decade of transformation for his country, and the UN will continue to work to meet the needs of Afghans. Once again, Jan Kubisch.
From the outset of my work in Kabul, I have been clear that the mission and the 28 UN agencies, funds and programs present in Afghanistan must work in support of the increasing capacity of Afghan authorities, institutions and systems to meet the needs of the Afghan people. This will guide my work also in the future.
For its part, Afghanistan hopes the international community will continue to support the country. Ambassador Tanin says a successful transition is key to peace and stability.
We are well aware of the challenges, but the bitter memories of war and conflict only further our determination to work together to secure a peaceful future. However, our confidence needs to be deepened by real cooperation, trust and mutual respect between Afghanistan and the international community. The recent incidents such as the brutal killing of 16 innocent civilians, mostly children and women in the Panjwayi district of Kandahar province, the burning of the Holy Quran north of Kabul, and similar atrocities could undermine our trust and cooperation by inciting deep sorrow, anger, and frustration among Afghan people. It's imperative that these incidents are ended immediately and the perpetrators be held accountable.
Afghanistan's ambassador speaking in the UN Security Council on Tuesday. The council is set to renew the mandate of the UN mission in the country, UNAMA, later this week. For United Nations Radio, I'm Deanne Penn.